Two consecutive clean sheets, two consecutive away games. Good place to be.
Yeah, great result for us today, and we played really well first half, as good as we can play. We kept the ball off them, and I don't think they had a shot. 75 minutes probably before they had a shot. And, you know, I knew at some point they were going to get a grip of what we were doing. We were passing the ball around them, and eventually it was our own fault, I think, and a bit of their determination. All credit to them. They've rolled their sleeves up. They've come out second half and had a right go at us. And it's difficult to play against when they're that direct. Mm. Their back four, every time they pick the ball up, was just booming it on top of us. And they've got some strong players up there. You know, I've worked with Steve Morrison, and he's a good player and uses his body well. And once the ball was dropping and we didn't pick the second ball up at times, they were getting chances, and Tommy's made two great saves and played really well again. But when we looked up, we could only see Silvan, because our wide players were getting pushed back because we couldn't keep the ball. And they ended up defending too much. And it was a chain reaction. But we've got through it. And at the end, I thought we were really professional. How we kept the ball in the last 5 or 6 minutes and kept them away from our goal. And in the end, Jay scores from us just keeping the ball.
Yeah, towards the end, you could sort of see the brains of the players going around thinking, well, there can't be long left now. We better start keeping it. And they play some great possession in that last five or six minutes.
Yeah, it's just like learning how to win. You know, it's like, you know, boxers who are winning on points, they don't leave their jaws wide open when they're winning on points. And we were winning the game, and you don't have to take risks. And you just, like, got to be professional about it and make sure that you do the right thing. And Dan Jones doesn't need to be overlapping in injury time when we're 1-0 up. But he can't help himself. So they just need, like, me to just help him along and just get that winning mentality, which, you know, is cat and mouse at times. And when you're winning, you don't have to take risks. When you're losing, you do.
Sometimes you can't coach anything into players, and I'm sure that first goal of Jay O'Shea's is all about talent rather than coaching. What a strike that was.
Yeah, definitely. He's playing with confidence, and he's playing out of his skin, and he scores all types of goals. I'd like him to get a few more tap-ins, actually, but, you know, he's got to get in there sometimes. But he can bend it in the top corner. He can shoot from range. It was a great volley. Nothing to do with me. It's just, as I said, you can be the best coach in the world and the best tactician. You've got to have good players if you want to do well, and we've got some really good players.
But Millwall worked really hard, and as you say, they bombed the ball forward. But to keep them out for so long before that first shot on 75 minutes, and what a save it was from Tommy Lee because of the deflection off Dan Jones's ankle.
Yeah, he's just looked sharp all through training, all through pre-season, and you know, I'm hoping he's getting to that point where it's hard to score past him. It's hard to score past him in training. So if he keeps playing the way he's playing, he won't be in League One for long.
Hopefully with Chesterfield, but yeah.
Well, yeah, if we keep playing the way we're playing, we'll be all right as well, but it's a long way to go. We've got 10 points from 5 games. We're in the top 6, probably, are we? And we've just got to keep building on it. I just thought we'd shown a bit of weakness there second half, but all credit to Millwall. They'd find a weakness in most teams playing like that.
Two absentees today, Lee Novak, who we were expecting to be absent, and also Drew Talbot. What's the latest with those?
Well, Drew had a freak injury in training yesterday. He's just rolled his ankle in a 5-minute game. Just trod on top of the ball and just rolled off it, and his ankle blew up. So he couldn't play today, but Liam O'Neill's come in, made his debut, done great, playing right back. Showed a bit of class. Yes. And Lee Novak wasn't able to play today because they couldn't work out whether he was unconscious or not before he hit the ground last week at our stadium. So they've left him till Monday. They're going to have a look at him on Monday. I think he's all right. He'll be all right for next week.
Well, as I've said to you before about statistics, first win at Millwall for 34 years. It was a 2-0 win, and Chesterfield finished fifth. Would you take that now?
Finished fifth?
Hmm.
Yeah, I think everybody would. You get in the playoffs. Well, we'll see. you know, it's a long way to go yet, so we've got a lot to do.